Hello.
Hello, this is Will calling on behalf of National Opinion Surveys. May I speak to Ms. Hodge?
Speaking.
Hi, Ms. Hodge. Just to let you know, I'm not selling anything. I'm conducting an opinion survey, and I would like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. Do you have a minute?
Yes.
Thank you so much. First of all, I know it's still a long way, but what are the chances that you will vote in November 2024 elections for president, Congress, and other offices? Will you definitely vote, probably vote? Are the chances 50-50?
Yes, I would definitely vote. Yes.
Thank you very much. Next question. Just to be sure we're representing everybody, may I ask your race? Are you white, African-American, black, Hispanic, or Latino?
African-American.
Thank you very much. And please rate your level of motivation for voting in next year's presidential elections in November 2024. On a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means that you are not motivated at all, and 10 means that you are extremely motivated. 0 to 10.
10.
Thank you so much. Regardless of how you have voted in the past, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, Republican, Independent, or something else?
Democrat.
Okay, that will be strong Democrat or not so strong?
Strong.
Thank you very much. Thinking about the direction the country is heading in, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with it?
Very dissatisfied.
Thank you very much. And which of the following issues are most important to you in next year's congressional elections? Gun regulation and reform? Protecting our democracy and freedoms, improving K-12 public school education, protecting abortion and reproductive rights, health care costs, any of those so far?
Yes, democracy and gun violation.
Okay, I'm going to read another group and you let me know if there's another one. Lowering taxes and shrinking the size of government, crime and violence, criminal justice reform that stops racial profiling and holds bad cops accountable, immigration and border security, inflation and the economy, standing up and fighting against racial discrimination, climate change and environmental issues, any of those?
Yes, racial.
Okay, thank you very much. Next question. Do you approve or disapprove of the job being done by the United States Supreme Court?
Disapprove.
That will be somewhat disapprove or strongly disapprove?
Somewhat.
Thank you very much. And in your opinion, are economic conditions in the country getting better, staying about the same, or getting worse?
Getting worse.
Thank you very much. Now, thinking about the race relations in America today, do you think things are getting better, staying about the same, or getting worse?
Staying about the same.
Thank you very much. How often will you say you experience racism or discrimination in your everyday life? Will you say often, very often, or not at all?
Very often.
Thank you very much. How often would you say you experience sexism or discrimination based on your sex or gender in your everyday life? Very often, not often, or not at all?
Not at all.
Thank you very much. How concerned are you about rights and freedoms being taken away or rolled back in this country? Are you very concerned, somewhat concerned, not very concerned, or not concerned at all?
Very concerned.
Thank you very much. Now I'd like you to rate your feelings towards some people and some organizations using a scale from 0 to 100, on which 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them, 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable, and 50 means that you don't feel particularly warm or cold. You may use any number from 0 to 100. Joe Biden.
Five.
Okay. The NAACP.
10.
10. Thank you. The Democratic Party.
5.
5. Thank you. Taylor Swift.
Taylor Swift.
Mm-hmm.
Ten.
Ten. Okay, thank you. Kamala Harris.
Ten.
Thank you. Ron DeSantis.
Who?
Ron DeSantis.
Oh. Zero.
Zero. Donald Trump.
Zero.
Thank you. The Leadership Conference on Human and Civil Rights.
Ten.
Thank you. Next question. I know it's still a long way off, but if the elections for president were to be held today and the candidates were independent Colonel West, Democrat Joe Biden, and Republican Donald Trump, who would you vote for? Colonel West, Joe Biden, or Donald Trump?
Joe Biden.
Thank you very much. How worried are you about the rise of white nationalism in America today? Are you very worried? Somewhat worried? Not so worried? Not worried
somewhat
at all?
Somewhat.
Somewhat, thank you. Now I'd like to read some statements about different issues in America. For each, please tell me whether you agree or disagree with the statement. Reverse discrimination against white people is a big problem in today's society. Do you agree or disagree?
Agree.
That will be strong or somewhat?
Strong.
Thank you. Sexism is a big problem in today's society.
Yes.
Do you strongly agree or somewhat agree?
Somewhat agree.
Thank you. Minorities have access to the same economic opportunities as white people. Do you agree or disagree?
Disagree.
Somewhat or strongly?
Somewhat.
Thank you. Racism against black people is a big problem in today's society. Do you agree or disagree?
Agree.
Strongly or somewhat?
Strongly.
Thank you very much. We are sacrificing too much of our privacy for the convenience of profit of big tech.
Agree.
Somewhat?
Strongly.
Strongly, thank you. The government must do more to protect the civil and human rights of minorities.
Strongly agree.
Immigrants contribute more to America than they take.
Disagree.
Strongly or somewhat?
Somewhat.
Thank you very much. Next question. Now I'm going to read you two statements some people have made about our country. Please tell me whether you agree or disagree with them, Which one you agree with the most. Some people say America's strength is its diversity, that we are a nation defined by the different people who have come together and put truth to the ideal that we the people can accomplish anything together. But we cannot continue America's greatness by diminishing or casting out groups of Americans based on our differences. Instead, we need to strengthen our commitment to equal rights, equal access, and equal opportunity to all citizens so that they might all contribute to the strength of America. That's the first statement. Second statement. Other people say America's strength is rooted in the traditional values of its founder and its people. Woke culture is going too far. It pushes books into our schools that indoctrinate rather than educate. It lectures us on with us for the solutions today. Diversity should not be considered.